Creating a boogeyman and stigmatising people living with mental illness. That's the Mental Health Foundation's verdict on a proposal to include a mental health clause in proposed changes to gun laws. It would require doctors to report people to the police if they think they're unfit to have a firearms licence or use guns due to their mental health. Police Minister Stuart Nash doesn't believe the proposed law changes will stigmatise those with mental health issues. But Sophia Graham from the Mental Health Foundation told me the reforms are unfair on people with mental illness.
The big point for us is that this will obviously, and in many ways, stop people from reaching out for help when they become unwell. If they know that in doing so will trigger a notification, that means that they lose their gun license or they lose their firearms, particularly if that firearm is critical to their financial well-being, if that's what they use to do their jobs, they're very unlikely to go and get that help.
So there's a few things in that. You believe that this will basically stigmatise people and prevent them coming forward for help?
Yes, absolutely. We know that there is a perception that people who are mentally unwell pose a risk to the public and pose a risk to others. And that's absolutely not true. People who live with mental health problems are about 14 times more likely to be the victims of violent crime than to be arrested for one. So they're being unfairly scapegoated for an issue that actually isn't there, as is the case with so many laws and regulations that end up infringing on the rights of people with mental illness. They are trading safety for the illusion of safety. It makes people feel more comfortable to think that people who are unwell or mentally unwell can't access firearms, but it's actually not going to do a hell of a lot when it comes to reducing the harm caused by firearms.
So to be clear, do you think people who are mentally unwell should have access to firearms or not?
I think that's probably something to consider on a case-by-case basis. Certainly the risk that people who are mentally unwell pose is greatest to themselves, and we know that means reduction, so restricting someone's access to something they could use to hurt themselves, is a really effective method of suicide prevention. Having said that, we're not aware of an issue with the current legislation, which it does allow guns to be taken off people who might pose a harm to themselves.
So you're basically saying that within the law we have, you think there is means to take away guns from people who perhaps shouldn't have them?
Yes, we're not aware of an issue with that. And if there is an issue with that, we would have expected that discussion to have come up before this legislation was announced.
Because the minister has said publicly that actually rural women have told him that they think this is a good idea, because one of their biggest concerns is that their husbands in particular might disappear down the back of the farm one day with a gun and not come back. Isn't that a legitimate concern?
Yes, absolutely. My question would be that in order for that gun to be taken off them with this process would be that they would have to go to their doctor, go to their health professional about a mental health problem. And would they do so knowing that in doing so they would have their firearms taken off them?
So do you have any issue with the expertise of GPs, for example? Because when you have, when you seek a licence, you're going to have to nominate a medical practitioner. I'm presuming that most people will put their doctor down. They are professionals working in the area of health. Why shouldn't they have a responsibility to disclose this information?
For a number of reasons, the first being that you need to have a relationship of trust between you and your patient to make sure that they do feel comfortable coming and talking to you when they are experiencing some distress. Other concerns that I imagine you would get more information from health providers include them being completely overloaded and the risk that this creates to them. I think that people would almost certainly err on the side of caution and over-report if they risk consequences for not doing so. And there are issues with bias within the health system and within the justice system, and I think that the legislation as written would probably compound that.
What do you mean? What bias do you think would be compounded?
There's pretty solid evidence that there is an issue with racial bias in both the health system and the justice system. So Māori and Pacifica are almost certainly be more likely to have their guns removed because there is a perception that they can be more violent, that they are more violent, that they create more of a risk to the community. So, and often, particularly in rural communities, Māori depend on guns for their livelihood. If they're hunting, if they're farming and things like that, they may then be more likely to have firearms without a license and then be penalised for that. The sort of compound issues of those concerns have not been addressed with this legislation.
You'll be aware that other professions face scrutiny in this area. Like, for example, pilots. When you go for your, when you get your pilot's licence, there is an element of a mental health assessment there. So someone got in contact saying that they had to provide mental health information for a transport licence. So why not for a gun licence? Why should that be treated differently?
Well, firstly, we don't necessarily agree that the ways that those particular licences or industries are regulated in regards to mental health are fair or effective or do what they sort of say they do on the tin, which is to keep people safer. There is no reason that a pilot cannot have a lived experience of mental distress and still be a good pilot. I think that we definitely are not saying, the Foundation is absolutely not opposed to tightening gun laws. We're just opposed to legislation and rhetoric that scapegoats people who experience mental illness and discourages them from seeking the help that they deserve.
Do you think this legislation, if it's changed in this way, would scapegoat people with mental health issues?
Yes, we do believe so.
Were you consulted? Was the Mental Health Foundation consulted? Did the police minister talk to you about this or anyone from government?
No.
And what do you think of that?
Well, we would have expected that if this legislation is in response to a problem, if they're not solving a problem that doesn't exist, if there is a problem with people with mental illness posing harm to others with firearms or otherwise, we would have expected that to be raised in a way that was sort of more solutions-focused. Gun control should be fact-based and focus on the research that shows what reduces the harm caused by guns, not sort of reinforcing myths and making boogeymen out of people with mental illness.
Sophia Graham from the Mental Health Foundation there.